It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Monday afternoon, USDA released their weekly crop progress crop condition ratings report. This report, of course, gives us an idea of just where the crops are sitting at in crop development and how much progress was performed here last week. When we turn from the break, we'll talk a little bit about the numbers for that report.
Spring planting is here, and it's time to make the final adjustments to your 2026 crop plans. That makes it even more important to have information on what's really going to help drive the markets and to help determine market potential. Will your MPCI coverage be enough to cover the value of the growing crop? Maybe consider hail insurance. Martinson Ag writes hail insurance with five different companies. Call Martinson Ag at 701-205-4200. The risk management specialist. Martinson Ag is an equal opportunity provider.
USDA's weekly crop progress report, which was released Monday afternoon, really brought in, a little negative, bearish news to the marketplace, as it's continuing to show some pretty good planting progress, especially for soybeans, as we continue to be way above the average pace. Corn, on the other hand, is now just making USDA's pace. As of May 3rd, 38% of the nation's corn was planted. That's up 13% from the previous week, but only 4% ahead of the five-year average, emergent since at 13%. For soybeans, 33% of the nation's soybeans are now planted. That's up from 10% from the previous week and versus 23 average. So we're seeing some pretty aggressive progress as far as soybeans are concerned. Only four states are behind average pace for soybeans: Iowa, Michigan, North Dakota, and Wisconsin. When you look at it for corn, though, there are quite a few states that are a little trailing behind their average pace: Colorado, Iowa, Kansas, Michigan, Missouri, North Carolina, North Dakota, and Wisconsin, with a few of those, 5 to 10% behind its average pace. So quite a bit or significantly behind average. When you look at as far as the wheat market is concerned, 49% of the winter wheat is now headed. That's versus 32 average. Crop condition ratings surprisingly improved by 1%, which was 1% better than expected by the trade. It's now 31% good to excellent. But we did see Colorado slip by 3%, Illinois improved by 8%, Kansas dropped by 1%, Montana improved by 6%, Oklahoma improved by 2%, Texas improved by 4%, and Washington dropped by 8%. As far as spring wheat is concerned, planting has finally started to get moving fairly well. 32% of the crop is now planted. That's up 13% from the previous week, but still 3% behind its average pace. North Dakota only has about 19% of its wheat in the ground versus 24 average. Minnesota is sitting at 20% planted versus 32 average.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.